Morning, Dr. Schneer, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on patient Eddie Lawing, L-A-W-I-N-G. This goes to Dr. Presley. On 9/15/22, Mr. Lawing performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. The paragraph compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Wanda Lane. This goes to Dr. Pogodino. 9/15/22, Mrs. Lane performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity period. The paragraph compression normal study. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Brian Strong. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 9/15/22, Mr. Strong performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction nor bronchial reactivity noted period. The paragraph compression normal study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Linda Johnson. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 9/15/22, Mrs. Johnson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no significant airways, there was minimal airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/1/21, there's been no significant change period. The paragraph impression, very minimal reversible airways obstruction or improved effort after bronchodilators, comma, essentially normal study. Thank you.